In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, again, a happy All Saints Day. You all are looking very chipper this morning with your extra hour of sleep and full breakfast before the service. Today is a very special day. It's a very special day in the day of the church. For all the saints who from their labors rest. This is the first line to one of the most popular hymns for this day, for All Saints Day. It's the hymn that we walked into this morning. And today we remember all the saints. We remember those who have had an impact on us, on the church, and on the world. But who are these saints? Who are these that we remember on this All Saints Sunday? Well, the term saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, meaning holy. And so literally, a saint is a holy person. It's a person who has shown an example of godliness in her or his life. And it is a person that we can look to today to be an example for us. Jesus says in the Gospel of Luke, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." It's a bit different in Luke's version than probably the version we're most familiar with, which is the version that comes out of Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's gospel is a bit different. St. Matthew gives us a third-person account. It softens it a bit. It generalizes it, and it may make it just a little easier to swallow. Because Jesus in St. Matthew's gospel says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." But Luke's version is much more direct. It really hits you over the head. Blessed are you. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. Oh boy, Luke gets personal. He tells us that following Christ is not an easy task. And he tells us also that the things that are valuable to this world are not necessarily the things that are valuable to us. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy when people hate you and revile you. For your reward is in heaven. It's a very different tone, and it's counterintuitive to our understanding. And then Jesus, in this gospel, gives us a charge as a follower. He says, "I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. Do to others as you would have them do to you." See, friends, this is what sets a saint apart from everybody else. It is having the ability to see Christ in others, even when it's difficult to see Christ in that person. It is having the ability to see value where no one else can see value. It is having the resilience to keep going and keep loving Christ, even when others have long quit. This is what sets aside the saints. And when we talk about saints, we talk about a number of different things. When we say that word, we really talk about three different kinds of people. Technically, today is All Saints Sunday. All Saints Day was actually Friday, and technically we remember these three different types of people on a triduum, a three-day cycle, starting with All Hallows Eve, which we often call Halloween, then All Saints Day, and then All Souls Day. Three different kinds of people that we call saints. Now, the first kind of saint is the kind that we often think of when I say the word saint. This is the kind that we can look up and see in our windows. It is those whom the church has given a special place in our history and in our tradition. Now, every Wednesday, this particular parish has a tradition where we gather on Wednesdays, and there's a faithful group of about 8 to 12 people, and we get together for a healing service. But on top of this, this service gives us an opportunity to remember who is the saint for the day, that person who is remembered on the calendar. Now, there are those whom the church has built a tradition to remember in a special way. And different traditions deal with this kind of saint differently. And so if you were to look, say, in the Roman Catholic Church, they have a whole canonization process. It's a step-by-step process to get a person to sainthood. In our Anglican tradition, in the Episcopal Church, we look at those whom we see as a model for Christian life, and then we remember them as a commemoration. And within some of these people, there are many in the Christian tradition who expect miracles, which is not unreasonable. These people are closer to God. And so you can ask someone, like I would ask you to pray for me, you could ask any one of these saints to pray for you. And there are different causes, different patrons of different things, usually because of their profession or circumstance in life or what they have done. And so, if you get lost on the road, St. Christopher was a traveler. If you want to sell your house, St. Joseph was a carpenter. So there's a tradition of burying a statue of St. Joseph upside down in your front yard facing your house. I had a friend who did this a couple years ago, and he accidentally turned St. Joseph the wrong way, and the house across the street sold. My favorite patron saint, though, is St. Barbara, who there are different accounts of this, one of which says that she survived a lightning strike, so she begets to be the patron saint of artillery. Who knew there was such a thing? Well, the second kind of saint is one that we also remember on this day. Since I have come to St. Matthew's, I have had a great privilege. That is a privilege to say goodbye to seven different people of this parish. I remember being able to say goodbye to David, to Ruth, to Walt, Rose, Roberta, Fran, and Nancy. These are people that taught us God's love. These are people that gave us an example of a life in Christ. But unlike the canonized saints, unlike the people in the windows, these are people we knew. These are people we personally had conversations with. These are people we loved, people we miss, people that we remember how they personally gave us joy. And these are people that we know have gone on to be with Jesus. The third kind of saint is probably the saint that we do not often think about. It is the kind of saint, though, that when you hear the word saint in the Bible, that this is what the Bible often is referring to. St. Paul tells us in today's letter to the Ephesians, "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers." The line love toward all the saints has a very different meaning then as than it does now. You have to remember, St. Paul was writing in the first generation of Christianity. It was still a very new religion. A lot of it was still tucked within Judaism. And very few Christians, although there had been some martyrs, there had been people who had died of natural causes, very few followers of Christ had gone on, had passed on at this point. They did not have a calendar of saints. They did not have iconography. They didn't have windows. They didn't have this concept like we have today. So St. Paul is talking about something very different. This kind of saint is any person who loves God and any person who follows Jesus. You want to see one? Look to your right and look to your left. If you can remember which way is right and left. The kind of person that you see, that is a saint of God. That is the kind of saint who stops on the road for you when your car is broken down, or who lends you their cell phone when there's an emergency. This is the kind of saint that Jesus is talking to when he said, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you, and do unto others as you would have them do to you. This is the kind of saint that Jesus is talking about. This is the kind of saint that you are. Because you are here right now because you love God. Because you are a follower of Christ, you are someone who is also a saint of God. One of my favorite hymns for this day, and probably one of my favorite hymns in the hymnal, which may be a little bit of an indulgence on my part, is the one we just sang. The last line, the last verse to the hymn, I Sing the Song of the Saints of God, goes, they lived not only in ages past, there are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with the joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You can meet them in school or in lanes or at sea, in church or in trains or in shops or at tea, because we are Episcopalian after all. For the saints of God are just folk like me, and I mean to be one too. Amen.